Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. The world premiere of American Hero is running on the Nikko stage at the Williamstown Theater Festival through July 7th. In the play, 17-year-old Sherry, with an I, and her co-workers at a new sandwich franchise have honed their skills making everything according to the corporate manual. But when the franchise owner mysteriously disappears, they are forced to improvise. The Williamstown Theater Festival production stars Aaron Wilhelmy, Ari Grainer, James Waterston, and Omar Metwali, and is directed by Lee Silverman. The playwright Bess Wall joins us now. Bess was last at Williamstown in 2011 with a production of her play, Touched. She's worked for HBO, Fox, and USA Networks, was a McDowell Colony Fellow in 2010, and has received commissions from the Center Theater Group and Manhattan Theater Club, and is a member of the Ars Nova Playgroup. Bess Wall, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much for having me.
Before we dive into the process by which you wrote and, you know, the rehearsals and all that stuff, can you tell us a little bit just about the story, the plot of American Hero, without giving any surprises away, kind of what, you know, what happens, what's the setup?
Sure. Well, the whole play takes place in a Subs franchise, a sandwich shop that's a franchise of a large corporate chain, like many that people, I'm sure, know well. And it's the story of, really the story of a young girl. She's about 18. And what happens to her as an employee in the sub shop when the manager mysteriously disappears, and she sort of bonds together with her fellow employees to save the store in a very surprising and unusual way.
Where did the idea for the play come from? What made you want to write a play set in a sub shop?
Well, it came from a lot of places, actually. I mean, partially, I was really interested in the sort of industrial food complex in America, having been to a lot of, you know, not just sub shops, but, you know, every, you know, different sort of big food chain, and looking at the effect that they've had on our, on all of our lives. If you just sort of drive through any, you know, what used to be a small town in America that's now sort of big malls and you know, all the different food chains that are there. And then I was also inspired by a few different things that I read in the media. I read a story of a young worker in a sub shop who went on a similar journey to the character in my play, and I sort of riffed off of that. And I also started reading about Toasted Subs franchisees and their complaints against the Toasted Subs chains. There's actually something called the Toasted Subs Franchisee Association.
Uh-huh.
So I started reading their stories, yeah. And then just reading about franchising in general, and not really having known how it worked. So I put all of that into the hopper, and out came the play. And then also I had one experience dealing with customer service at my bank, and sort of endless phone chain of customer service, and the feeling that maybe nobody's really on the other end of the phone was a feeling that went into the play very strongly.
Is that process of media consumption combined with personal experience typical of the way that you get ideas for your plays?
Yeah, it actually really is. It's a mix of research, and it's always driven by something personal for me, some impulse of something I want to say. And in this case, I really think it was that sense of, is anybody out there? You know, and it started with thinking about, you know, interacting with large corporations and large chains and wondering who's really in charge. Then it sort of expanded as I worked on the play to almost a more existential feeling of, you know, are we alone in the universe? And, you know, really, ultimately, is there a God? Was really, you know, something that I went from sandwiches to God in one play, which is not where I expected to go.
Well, I mean, I go, you know, thank God I have a sandwich pretty often, but that's not exactly the same.
Well, however you get there.
This production at Williamstown is the world premiere. When did you begin to write it, and what have been the steps to get it here?
Working on it about a year and a half ago, which is a faster process than I normally have for a play. And I workshopped it last summer, so a year ago, with the director Lee Silverman at a place called the Cape Cod Theater Project, which is a wonderful place that takes brand new plays and lets you work on the script with a group of actors, and then you have a bunch of readings at the end. And that was really where Lee and I together started to shape the story in a more, you know, aggressive way and really figure out who these characters were. And then, you know, in October, really, Jenny Gersten, the artistic director here, read it and said, I want to do it this summer. So it was a great process, and really, obviously, thankful to Jenny for, you know, going out on a limb for a new play, which is so increasingly rare in the American theater, unfortunately. And also really grateful to Lee Silverman, who has really helped me find what the story of the play wants to be.
It seems that that's a great aligning of schedules, that she was able to work with you last year and then to be able to come up to Williamstown and do it there too.
Yeah, it's really great to have a partner on every step of the journey. Often, you know, your collaborators change over the course of the process, and then the play can get kind of mixed up because one person's telling you one thing and then someone else comes on board who has a completely different opinion. And what's been nice working with Lee every step of the way has been that, you know, I've been able to really feel like I have a strong ally in this process and someone who really understands what I want to say with the play and is, you know, committed to helping me find a way to say it.
This play has four characters. Your previous production at Williamstown had three onstage characters. How do you figure out, as you're writing a play, how many people will be in it, how many voices need to be present on stage?
Oh, that's a good question. And it's interesting because this play has four actors, but one of the actors plays four different characters.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I don't know how to count that. I really just try to follow where the story of the play takes me. One thing that I try to do in terms of my characters and choosing how many characters to put in the play is to make sure that if a character is going to be in the play, that character has a real payoff moment, a reason for being there, both for the audience watching the play, but also for the actor playing the character. Because I feel like it's just not fun for an actor to show up to rehearsal every day without something really great to do. So I try to give each character their moment to shine so that every actor in the play feels like they had a reason for being there. It creates a much better backstage environment, I find.
And you are also an actor. So I imagine that perspective, that thoughtfulness comes from your personal experience being in plays.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's really true. I mean, I know what it feels like to play a character that really doesn't feel like they need to be in the play, or to show up every night and feel like, oh, you know, I didn't really get a chance to shine for the audience, and so I try to avoid that. You know, also, money-wise, you just want to pay as few people as possible, so I always try to keep as few characters in the play as possible. It's really true.
When I've spoken to playwrights before, they are usually working on a bunch of different things at once, somehow, in a way that I find like hard to keep track of. So I can't, you know, their brain can handle it apparently, but things are in different stages of production, or, you know, you have a new idea and something that's running somewhere, or you're working on television and film too. What I know you're very focused on this right now because it's running right now in Williamstown and you are there. But what else is on your plate currently?
Yeah, it is a juggling act always between different projects. I am working on a film, actually, for Paramount, a screenplay, which is sort of a female mobster story. It's about Bugsy Siegel's girlfriend, Virginia Hill. So that's a really fun period, sort of sexy, violent, fun movie that I'm writing. And then I'm actually, it's funny, the day after I leave Williamstown, I'm going on a writer's retreat for a week. And I was actually just saying to Lee, our director, like, what am I going to work on? Like a new play at this writer's retreat? But I have a few ideas and plays in process. So I'm going to dig one of them out of a drawer and try to make it good. Also, you know, what's hard is, you know, with my jobs, the sort of money jobs, which are the film and TV jobs, I have deadlines, so I have someone sort of watching over me to say, where's that script? Whereas with plays, often, even if it's a commission, you don't have a specific deadline. They let your commission sort of roll over year to year, and people are very loose. So you really have to force yourself to focus on theater and write plays, because that's, for me, that's the most fun part of my career. But it's the part with the least sort of pressure around it in terms of people waiting for drafts. Until you're in production, at which point there's an incredible amount of pressure.
Absolutely. What happens to or with American Hero when this production closes on the 7th?
Well, we're starting to talk about that now. You know, the process of getting here has been all about, you know, doing the best possible version of the play for Williamstown.
Of course.
And we have started just talking about, you know, where we want to take it from here, and hopefully it'll have a long life at other theaters after Williamstown.
The world premiere of Beswald's American Hero runs on the Nico stage at the Williamstown Theater Festival through July 7th. To learn more, visit wtfestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.